stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
So I'm here with Novak, Warner Drive,
from LA.
Chad Eichensberg.
Hello, hello, hello.
From LA. Chad, can you introduce
everyone? I'm not
everyone?
From LA.
I know this.
Where are you from, homo?
I am from Pennsylvania. From Philadelphia. Hey, Brandon Novak, where are you from? Baltimore.
Maryland.
Maryland. Hey, Candace, you are from Warner Drive. Where are you from?
LA.
LA.
What about Johnny Hugh?
Well, Johnny,
you guys can do your intro.
It does.
Johnny, put that on.
Johnny, you, I have a more important
question.
Put
the question. Whole thing on.
What?
It's working.
Yeah.
Holy
talk,
shit.
Talk.
Introduce
Chad gives
yourself.
Me a text and says, hey, my buddy Warner Drive is coming over. I'm like, who the fuck is Warner Drive? He's like, my buddy Warner Drive. You know, Johnny Hugh and Warner Drive. I'm like, I know Johnny Hugh. Who's Warner
Drive? He calls you Johnny Hugh because of the Hugh Dells. Remember the Hugh Dells?
That's what you texted.
Johnny U. But you keep saying Hugh. Because
you, it's H-U.
I talked
it's
to Hugh recently.
U.
All right, how do you
H-U.
Spell it then? How do you spell it?
Just U, the
U.
Letter U.
Like the letter
you
U.
Type,
it's spelled
do you want me to show you a text?
U.
You type
that's
H-U.
That's
no.
it.
I'll show it to you, pal.
You're going
to
be
you're going down in flames.
We're on the radio.
No, there's a D
it.
In there somewhere, but the D is silent.
They can see it.
Warner Drive is on tour, and they stop by my house to crash when they're in Pennsylvania sometimes.
Yeah. I want to talk about your ex-girlfriend.
Wait, I want to talk about a better question.
Shush. What's your name?
Elvis.
Elvis. So,
Elvis
your ex-girlfriend
yes.
went to go see your what?
Well, so, I used to run this bar called Inferno. And so
Where?
I'm out, I'm running the bar closer
Where, where's
to
it at?
St. Louis, Missouri. So, Inferno was down on Washington Street, kind of seedy part of town. And I was front of house.
Not a fruit.
Not a fruit.
Seedy.
But I was doing a lot of...
Hold on a second. Elvis is famous. Famous for you could be telling a story about anything. Puppy dogs, kitchen cabinets, doesn't matter what you're talking about. Elvis is famous for going, man, kitchen cabinets. One time I was on a Coke... Doesn't matter what you're talking about.
Have you met Novak yet?
Did you fuck a kitchen cabinet on Coke, Elvis?
Oh, dude, plenty of times.
Where'd you come at? I have a way more important question than all this shit.
That was actually in the
There's like a hot-ass chick in the band. Who's fucking her and where are they coming?
No.
Someone's fucking someone.
No.
Well,
sometimes it doesn't happen.
Is only
it happens.
At night.
It doesn't happen to the agonist.
It's the biggest mirage
she
ever.
She goes on the road with all these sweaty boys, and she's... She doesn't want any parts
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. I'm equally disgusted by each and every one
so,
of them.
So, do you fuck guys that you meet at the concert? That are clean?
Oh,
a clean shower pal?
Well, because think about it. She sees everybody in their worst way when they wake up like...
Yeah.
It's me.
All right.
Toothbrush, I don't need one today.
Let me tell you about experience. This
me.
Is through experience. The two best ways to meet and fuck women are work and school. You guys work together.
Bullshit, it's cocaine, bro.
That's if you want a threesome.
Well, I don't know
where you grew up, but cocaine is a great way to get chicks.
So have you sniffed coke off her ass or what, pal?
Dude, I'm fucking off strippers' asses, off fucking whatever.
No, but listen to this. Go on with the story, because this is great.
Story.
Is this mic on?
Yeah, it is.
You're good. We hear you.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so, you know, I'm in St. Louis before I moved to L.A., running a bar. You know, I'm doing blow every night. My girlfriend.
You got any?
I don't right now, man. We just did it all.
That was a joke.
So, I mean, me and my girlfriend, chemical twins here, you're doing fucking blow all the time. So
chemical
I get home,
twins.
It's 3:30 because my bar closes at 3. She's not there, and you know, and she had told me earlier she was going to go out with my, at the time, barber to go party and shit. And I was like, oh, whatever, cool, go party, you know. So next morning, I get up. It's like 9:30. She's not up. She's not back yet. I'm like fucking furious. I jump in my truck. I fly over to where this guy lives. He lives in a four-family flat. So
did you catch her sleeping there?
Well, here's the story.
Okay.
No, you keep telling me.
You shut the fuck up.
So I get there. Man, I am fucking furious. My fucking truck is up in his yard and shit. He I come flying up to the door, and I just knew where he was. I just knew what building it was. I'd never been over there. So I start banging on doors. Well, I got my arm through this fucking glass door all of a sudden. I'm bleeding everywhere. This lady comes to the front door going, you know, who the fuck are you? I'm like, where's Beth? You know, where's fucking Dave? And shit. And she's like, no, Dave lives here next door. So I put my arm through the wrong fucking window.
So
she finally comes down, though, okay? So she comes down. I'm like, what the fuck? Where are you going? And she's surprised to see me there, of course, you know.
Her eyes are like 50 cent pieces. She's like, been up all night.
Totally, totally been all up at night. And I hear up, and I hear it from upstairs. Don't let him in.
Oh,
don't.
She said that.
You heard that?
No, Dave said that.
Oh,
so I'm like, don't let him in.
That's
what
funny.
Did she claim she slept on the couch?
Oh, of course. And she's like, what?
I just slept on the couch. Bullshit.
I just didn't want you to drive
home. I didn't even meet her yet, and I could tell you that if you're staying over some your barber's house and she slept over,
she did it.
She's fucking him.
She did it inverted case in on the dick, Elvis.
Well, yeah, it probably started there.
Where did it end at? Where do you think he came at?
Probably in her mouth.
Senior week, my first girlfriend, and she told me, I was like, you stayed the night over some dude's house on senior week? We just cuddled. I heard from the whole beach house that they heard her going,
Oh, man.
On the beach.
How's that feel?
Terrible.
Didn't she get fingered on the beach?
Senior week?
She said she got fingered at the beach, which probably happened, but the whole moral of the story is she wound up getting banged out by the guy.
Dude, every woman's a whore except my mother, but if you ask my father, he'll tell you different. True story.
Have you heard of soaking? Have you heard about this?
Dude,
soaking. This
new thing? Look it up.
The fucking Mormons now.
Hold on. Let's look up the definition.
Oh, shit, dude.
You can do it right here.
This is the new fucking thing right here.
All right, but you have to do it. Come here.
Okay.
I want to switch your
mind. The Mormons are doing this now because they can't have sex.
All right, so go ahead.
Look up. Do you have a song?
The soaking story?
So what is soaking?
Why don't we play a Warner Drive song? I want to switch your mic.
What are you going to play?
There's a lot of noise coming from.
All right, let's play a Warner Drive song.
Well, here it is right here.
Yeah.
You got to like...
Warner Drive is on tour right now. Warner Drive, where are you guys playing?
And when?
This airs on Monday.
Monday.
Why not Sunday?
We're going to be at the Marquee Theater.
In
next
Phoenix?
Saturday. No, in Denver.
Ah. It's also in Phoenix, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one.
It is, but it's not that one.
get your venues right, Zig.
And SCKY has played there. All right.
Warner Drive. First time ever that Warner Drive has been on a radio station.
Type shit.
No, on Sirius Radio.
On Sirius Radio Band.
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
All right, Warner Drive.
Warner Drive,
strap yourself in
fuck
with
yeah.
Velcro shoes because I'm dealing with two fuck faces. One's name is Brandon Novak. The other name is David Lee Homo from Chicago.
Why am I involved in this fucking shit?
Because you spent me... I didn't
you did it.
You spent them.
I did an appearance in Detroit for $6,000 in cash. Yeah, that's cool. But I spent $9,000 with his pussy ass missing flights and David Lee Homo fucking... He said that it was in Detroit, but no, it wasn't. It was three hours away from Detroit.
He wanted to fly us from here
so, and he didn't know that because he doesn't do research because he's an idiot. So we have to now get a taxi or some rental car service to take us 3 hours up, 3 hours back. Not only did he miss... First of all, who misses three flights in one day? Name
no
one. Name. Can anybody name anyone who missed three
you.
Flights
probably, you,
in one day?
Elvis, Bam, you probably have.
Bam has.
You probably did it. Bam
I
have.
Yeah.
So why can't I?
Because I was at home and I didn't feel like going.
Well, I was at home and
you
didn't
missed
feel like
three
either.
Flights at the fucking airport.
Well,
that's different.
I wanted to go to the lobby bar.
It's not a lobby bar, it's a terminal bar. And you
call
go,
it what you will, pal.
Yeah, but you thought that boarding time was no, you thought when it took off was boarding time.
Yeah. And,
so you missed that flight.
That's how it should be.
Traffic, you missed the first one.
That's how it should
then you're arguing with the lady on
the
airplane about how you missed your second flight, and you're missing your third flight as you're talking to her, so then you missed that, too.
All right, if you want to call a spade, you missed nine goddamn flights.
I'm allowed.
Well, why aren't I?
How did I miss nine flights?
Well, we got David Lee Homo to get us to Detroit, and finally, we get there. And then one drink turns into two turns into four, and we just don't want to leave because it's too much fun. You can't give us drinks before we have to get on a flight because then we're not going to leave. So we demand
we have this
leave.
Dude, this promoter guy. His name is David Lee Homo.
I was just about to ask who he was.
Yeah, he's the promoter guy.
We don't like you dissing David Lee Ross.
He's a faggot.
So not only am I miss a flight... And he misses a flight. So now it's two flights he has to rebook.
99 is 18.
He's doing it.
18
four
flights.
Times now. Not to mention, I have another first class flight to Los Angeles to film some movie that I missed
ooh.
Twice. So they rebooked that as well. So now I'm like, fuck it, I want to go to Iceland.
Dude.
He books flights to Iceland.
In the morning.
Missed that too.
We say we're not going anywhere.
I spent $9,000 to get $6,000. So I basically went to Detroit to spend $3,000.
Well, I made $1,000.
To sit in the airport.
The only benefit that happened was a jeweler
40.
Gave me a $4,000 heartogram.
Eminem.
That I've known for a while.
Eminem's personal jeweler gives
sorry,
him
a made $1,000.
I made $1,000. Hey, I don't know what he didn't or didn't make, but Eminem's personal jeweler.
We just figured it out.
Okay, well, Eminem's personal jeweler gives him a $40,000 heartogram in diamonds.
He's the one who made this wedding ring.
Bam gets a tattoo on his hand of his mileage. Oh. Tell the story.
I get 0127, and then I fuck that up, so it says 3573425.
It's not that.
I'm like, because every time I go to the airport, I'm like, Phil, what's my fucking mileage number? Let me go down to the desk
that is
and look
United
for it.
Air mileage.
So my United Air mileage,
number.
Phil looks at it, and sometimes he can't find it quick enough to where I'm like, fuck it, so I just don't type it in.
That
so I miss a whole lot
hand.
Of mileage. I type it in and it says invalid. And I go, how's it invalid? I have it tattooed on me. And then they go, don't
we
you
change.
Know? Continental and United merged and now everybody has new codes. The day that I got it.
No.
The day that I got it.
It looks like a concentration camp.
Fucking A.
But
now I have this fucking shitty ass tattoo.
I love it.
That I really needed.
I
really, really needed it. If I needed
really,
anything,
really
it's my United mileage. Because every time I'm like, Phil, give me the code. Let me go to... He's all fat, so he has to go down to his desk, look for it.
Not a good tattoo, either.
It's terrible.
Great. That's the reason why it's the best ever.
You have a worse tattoo.
But I love that you one. Have, I'm pretty
you, what did I just give you?
Not only do you have Alf tattooed on you.
I have art books.
More like fart books.
Art books. More like fart
I
books.
I gave him that. And then I gave him Baltimore on with a tromboner.
Because, hey, babe, you're a girl. Do you know what a rusty trombone is?
Yeah.
What is it?
I've heard Elvis describe it.
Oh, now Elvis knows about it. And you know about it? There's something weird going on here. Something weird's going on, Johnny.
I don't know anything about it.
Something weird's happening. Now he doesn't know? You two are fucking... Where do you come at, Elvis? You come on her fey, on her pussy, on her tits? Where?
A lot of showers, socks. I don't know.
All right, you say you had an answer. Why don't you fuck anyone in the band? You told me that.
Because I'm the toughest dude in the band.
So what do you like? Did you Smith grind in the deep end?
Of a skate pool?
She's pretty tough, though.
Well, she's probably a good right, fucking rapper.
Out of this, out of the whole tour, tell me the most minging story about one of your band members, about like waking up and being like, just ew.
I say it's Johnny.
A sock being all dirty, stuck to a piece of gum, stuck to cum.
I bet it's Johnny Yu.
Right, there's got to be
this
something.
This might be a long one.
But we have time.
Yeah, we have
the Halloween one?
We have all
night.
No, wait. I can hear you. What?
Hey, Radio Novak.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're playing a Halloween show, and we're all dressed up, and Johnny Law is like, I need a costume. And I had an extra costume for him. It was some pirate, slutty pirate dress, and he put it on, and he was getting dressed, and I'm downstairs doing something.
Johnny's in the slutty pirate
dress? No, this Johnny.
Johnny Law.
Okay.
The tall one.
I was confused. Like,
there's two Johnnies.
So Johnny Yu comes downstairs and gets me. He's like, dude, you got to come up to the room right now. I got something to show you. I'm like, all right. I go up to the room, and there's Johnny Law standing like this.
What's
on a
this?
Chair in my dress.
Like Captain Morgan.
With his junk just hanging out. And he's so proud of himself, like, because they just got me. They're like, ha ha, you saw my junk. Ha ha.
Are you supposed to
That's
wear
sexual
this outfit?
Harassment.
No.
You already worn it?
I had already worn it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not wearing
That's
that
sexual
again.
Harassment on the job.
I have a good lawyer. If you want to sue.
Good. Yeah. Well,
you want to sue Johnny Law?
I totally do.
As a good lawyer.
Why don't you do that to them?
Yeah, why don't you show your junk to them?
Yeah.
No.
Why don't you show our...
Prove them wrong.
Yeah. No. Why don't you get the last laugh, pal?
No.
Pal.
Yeah. Even it out.
Chad, good point, pal.
Even it out.
Johnny, you has worn my underwear.
On stage.
Have you worn it after
okay.
that?
Like just
so,
the underwear?
So we were playing... Wait.
Argyle
so
socks
let me,
and sneakers,
me,
too.
But okay, so Argyle we were... Socks. Well, let me tell you the story. So we're playing in Arizona.
See, now this sounds like a show I want to see.
No, we played two shows that day, okay? We played two shows that day. One was outdoor, was Fuel. And we dared him, or he lost a bet or something.
It was a dare.
And
I couldn't back
Johnny
out.
Johnny Yu.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and so the dare was to wear girls' underwear. And so he's, like, trying to stop girls in the street. Like, hey, can I have your underwear?
So you're wearing this before the even concert started?
No, he's trying to get the women's
underwear.
So first he's trying to find, like, stopping girls. Like, hey, can I have your underwear? And
you're filming this, please.
No.
You're not even filming it?
But no, the aftermath was filmed, and that was pretty gnarly.
What was the aftermath? What happened?
I'm trying to tell the story. Shh. All right. So he's trying to stop girls, and they won't give him his underwear. So I'm looking through my stuff. I'm like, oh, perfect. I have a pink thong, which is the epitome of girls' underwear.
Little elephants.
Yeah, no, it's not an elephant. It had a dog because it's Victoria's Secret.
It was some kind of weird.
It was Victoria's Secret
some
dog.
Some kind of weird.
Yeah, explain what he actually was wearing. Were they thongs?
Yeah, it was a thong.
Like lacy ones?
No, it was like...
What color?
Right
up my
it was
ass.
Pink. It was pink. Like
started
bright pink. Yeah.
It ended a different color.
It ended up being yellow in the end.
Do we have to go there?
It now stands up on its own. It's really gross.
It is in my closet.
Don't tell me you still...
Unwashed. Oh, man.
He wore this. He wore this on stage at our second show that night.
I wanted to wear it to the first one, but they said that if
children.
You do it, there was children. In Arizona, if you piss outside, you're a sexual offender.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So if I wore this on stage, like, I was going to become a sexual offender in fucking Arizona. So I was like, no, we'll wait to the late show.
So he wears them at the late show. And we're rocking out, and every time I turn around, I totally forget he's wearing the pink thong, and all I see is balls.
Balls.
There's fucking balls everywhere.
Anyway.
No, like, here's him. Here's him in the pink thong.
That's Johnny Yu in the pink thong. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, you look like a raging maniac on meth.
There's a lot of people.
The crowd's loving it.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of people. Where was that at?
It was Arizona.
Right. Dude, you guys big there?
Yeah.
Things like that, in my opinion.
You know what the best part of it was for me, though? When I was playing.
Wait, no. That was something really important.
Okay.
So, after all that, now that thong's been sitting in his closet for like the last 2 years, and it stands up by itself. Okay?
Come.
We're doing a Kickstarter thing. Ah.
Stop that, dude.
We're doing this Kickstarter thing right now, you know, Kickstarter.com, because we're trying to raise money to go to Europe.
Does that
and
work?
Well, so far, I mean, we're...
So how's that work? You ask fans to help you get to Europe,
Well, they in exchange they get like cool stuff. I mean, and one of the things that we're selling,
they
is
contribute
a thong.
Money.
Somebody yeah. Bought it. Someone yeah, bought the thong bought for $250.
The infamous
no way. Really?
Yeah.
Did it have the piss on it?
Dude, it's got everything. It's got ass sweat.
It probably has like
awesome.
Poop particles on it.
It does.
Stuff.
No, the best part for me.
Did anybody take a whiff of it before you sent it?
I did.
Does it reek?
We still have.
Well, yeah, but you know how it is. Smelling yourself, it's okay.
I know. Dude, I smoke. Dude, I'm fucking my girlfriend half the time, and I smell myself. I'm like, God, I
dude,
smell
dude, you
want to
know
horrible.
The best part about the
who's
story,
who's fucking
though?
The other half of the time?
Oh, someone else.
I'm wearing the thong on stage, and I'm showing balls on both sides. Candace jumps up on the drum riser. She's rocking out with me. She looks down. I'm like, yeah, bitch, eat that shit.
Take balls. Take them balls, yeah. Bitch.
You know what, though? That's something that I would love
that
to see.
That people want
to
yeah. see. That's
that
what I'm
if
saying.
If I was at balls. A concert and I saw that, I'd be like, fuck yeah, this is awesome.
That's where I was going with that story.
Because not many people have the balls.
Exactly.
No pun intended.
Balls. No pun intended. to go on stage and do that. Right. And that's like, what I want to say.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear fucking crickets
I was
chirping,
in a pink
man.
Thong, Argyle socks, and a pair of Chucks.
Johnny Balls, you don't.
Yeah. Has your guitar player Candace ever farted in the van?
Yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa. This is great. This is great. No, this is great. This is great. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Great questions,
hold on. So, all right. In July of 09, we started touring our van at 31,000 miles. About 10,000 miles ago, which was about 140,000. So we're talking 120,000 miles into the touring with Candace. Candace still claims she's never farted in the van.
I have manners.
120,000 miles.
Definitely farted.
But you never smelled it.
Admit that you farted at least one time.
No, maybe.
At 120 miles in the van, you farted.
120,000
miles? 120,000 miles.
That's pretty good if you can make it 120,000.
But hold on.
She farted. You know she farted. Yeah.
She did get sick one week where she didn't shit for like a
2 weeks. I didn't shit for 3 weeks.
Oh, this is great.
No, I didn't shit for 3 weeks.
We made her.
If you're on the road with a bunch of dudes, you're just going to have to do that.
We made her eat like fucking prune juice and milk and that laxative shit. We made her eat all that stuff. And the girl who's never farted ever in the van. I was
farted.
Sleeping in the same room with her all fucking night long. She was blowing ass in her sleep.
Ew. Dude, did that just make your dick go south? Did your dick go south after hearing that? Like, you have this hot ass broad, hot blonde, like
sorry,
she had a hot
but
fucking
she said
body.
To me, she said to me with a straight face because she did shit for two weeks. For a straight face, she was crying. She's like, what if I never poop again?
Ew, fucking ew.
Everybody needs to expect that. You know, like, we've been attached to the hip. And
you and Nick.
I work, yeah, me and
well,
Nick.
You like this sick shit.
Not that.
Yes,
I wake
do.
Up, I'm like, why are you not sleeping on the beanbag? She's like, are you done farting yet? I'm like, what was I?
Are you done farting
dude,
yet?
He's the worst in his life. Dude, he in his sleep.
You woke up and she was like, what, 30 feet away from the bed?
Yeah, I wake up, she's like standing and ew, smoking man. A cigarette in front of the couch.
Are you
like,
done farting
I'm like,
yet?
Why are you not sleeping in the beanbag?
You're a fucking
are you done
banger.
Farting yet?
You're a fucking banger, man.
He just keeps on going and going and going. Like, he just will not stop.
Ew.
End of the thing.
What's wrong with you, boy?
Bam would not stop farting.
Yeah, all right, has
his ass
ba-
is doing a radio
Bam
show.
Ever heard you fart?
My ass is doing a radio show.
His ass is doing a radio show.
You know, have every you ever, girl farts. Okay.
Have you ever heard her fart?
Yeah, I have.
Ew.
Yeah.
Nikki.
And it was
fucking
recently.
Gross. I'd fucking break up right
you go,
now.
You go.
Hachoo!
Can I just do that? I'm sorry. I'm
she
sorry.
Exactly,
I'm sorry.
She knew exactly what the
I'm
fuck
sorry.
She was doing.
I remember you.
Dude.
So what? I can admit to it. Every girl has to, you know.
She
no.
admits to it.
Hot girls don't fart or shit.
I never just heard you take a Megan ass shit yet.
If that happens, the day's done, pal.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm a little more secretive about. Yes.
So do you do shit?
Of course she does.
Girls are supposed to keep that secret.
Remember Jess's girlfriend said that she never shit? I'm like, so you just ate that cheesesteak and you're going to piss it out.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
Then we caught her taking that mean ass shit, me and Chris Rapp.
Yeah, maybe pissing out of your ass.
Dude, imagine a hot ass chick just housing down a cheesesteak and just taking a mean ass shit. No, I don't shit, I don't. Well, where's that cheesesteak going, whore? It's going out
I've
your
got
asshole.
The best story about poop.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, Elvis. You have good stories so
my
far.
My friend Mindy back in St. Louis.
Did you fuck her?
Well, yeah.
Where'd you come?
In her mouth, on her tits, everywhere. My friend Mindy, smoking hot chick. I mean, you know, smoking hot.
So smoking hot, meaning 200, 215.
Yeah, nah. Whatever. Like, fuck, totally hot. Anyway, so whatever your, if that's what you think a hot chick is a 200
chick. Go with your story.
Chick, that's
go,
awesome.
Go with it.
So anyway. So she starts going out with this new guy, and this, and she's infatuated with this guy. I think his name was Rick. I don't remember. But anyway, she's like infatuated, and she spends the night with him at his house once over there. Well, he had to go to work in the morning, so he left, and he's like, just lock up, you know. So she's telling me this later over lunch, because she's crying. She calls me up crying. Well, I gotta tell you what happened. So she had to take a shit at this guy's house. She didn't want to shit in his house because it's in the new boyfriend. She shits in a fucking Ziploc baggie.
Ew.
And
that's G.G. Allen type shit.
Right. Well, she's getting her stuff together. And she,
in
she's,
a Ziploc.
She's
at minus the, a Ziploc.
She's yeah. in the kitchen. She's in the kitchen. And there's the bag of shit on the kitchen table. Oh, and her purse.
God.
And her other, you know, she, and her, whatever. So when she leaves the fucking bag of shit. And she's
she
like,
forgot about it?
Closes the door. Oh. She's like, oh my God, the door's locked. I can't get back in to get the bag of shit off.
Oh, no.
This guy's fucking kitchen table. So she calls me up, tell you, what are we going to do? And I'm like, what are we going to do? You shit on the guy's kitchen table.
Is she trying to make a good impression on him?
Totally. Yeah. She was so infatuated
but
with this guy.
But she's able to tell you about
this. Dude, a bag of shit.
Yeah, well.
So, wait, so what happened?
So
I've never found
so
a bag
my dad,
of shit.
So my dad had this ladder. Your my dad had a, one of them extension ladders.
Now your dad's in the play?
Now he's dad. And it's only because he had the ladder. So we make this plan. I'm like, look, I'll get the ladder. We'll go over there. It's only one floor up. You can climb up the ladder, and we'll go in through the fucking the sliding glass door that goes to his balcony because it's going to be open. And she's like, do you think that'll work? And I'm like, well, yeah, of course it's going to fucking work. Well, then what do you think? So we get over there. It's locked. So I'm like, well, she just
don't
like,
tell me she jimmied the door.
Dude,
the
she starts crying and freaking out, going, oh my God, come on, you gotta fucking help me.
I'm can't like, she right, to make a movie of this.
Can't she blame it on someone else?
No, because, dude.
Was she the only one in there?
Yeah, she spent the night with the guy.
Why'd she shit in he a goes, fucking Ziploc?
Yeah, why not she was in your toilet?
She's like.
Just flush the shit.
Well, her thing is like, it'll stink all day, and I it'll be nasty, and he's going to come home and know I shit in his house. So, we're on the balcony.
Open a window.
No, I don't know.
Where's he during crazy. This
yeah.
ladder
went to
scene?
Work.
Good question.
He, oh, he went to
he
work.
He had an office
All right,
job.
That makes sense.
So we knew that he wasn't going to be home till like 3:30.
Yeah.
It's like 2 o'clock. And I'm trying to fucking break in this dude's fucking... It's the middle of day. What I had to fucking wind up doing...
That's breaking an interim, pal.
It is. Well, the glass was
open.
At least
they were on coke.
The glass was open.
At least they were on coke.
The glass was open in his kitchen, because the kitchen was right there by the back. And the window was right there. And all it was a screen. So I had to pop the screen out, fucking climb through this fucking shitty window because she wouldn't do it.
Shitty window. You had to grab a shit.
Yeah, I had to grab a bag of shit, a Ziploc bag of shit.
You
and
grabbed
then climb
it?
Back
you
out that window. Yeah, then I had to climb back out the
a
window.
A shitty Ziploc bag of shit?
Ew.
Yeah, dude.
Was it fucking all soft and moist and shit?
It was horrible.
It probably smelled worse than her just taking the shit and flushing
it. Flushing it.
There, it would. I know, but.
Why do you do all this work for this girl? Did you fuck her, sucker?
She actually gave me the most
I knew there was
amazing blowjob for doing this, but it didn't last very long.
These dudes are single on the road. Like, they got probably stories about girls and stuff.
Let's hear one. Oh. All right, who
dude,
fuck,
when I was in
who?
Fucking Spain.
All right, let's hear it.
Wait,
let's hear
Spain. Here's another poop story and
how
shit.
About this tour?
And shit.
Oh, well, that was on this tour?
Anything on this tour?
The Spain story is pretty entertaining.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, Elvis has a girlfriend now. She's
dude,
30 years
old. I'm on the road with that. With this band called The Shocker. It's Jennifer Finch from L7, the bass player from L7's
yeah, yeah.
band. So we're in Spain. It's been like fucking 4 days, and it's, you know, middle of summer. Haven't showered. We just get play a show in Barcelona. I get off the stage. It's not even 5 minutes. This girl has me in the bathroom. And you give me a blowjob. I'm smelling myself. This is horrible.
Yeah, I know that.
She's
yeah,
eating that shit up like it's a fucking... Dude, like it's Pop-Tarts and chocolate milk or something, man. I'm going, what the fuck?
And you smell like a minging machine on
dude,
the road?
Dude, it's a mean. It was
he's
rough.
Fucking walking
like, I could...
Machine.
I was almost not even enjoying it.
You could
it
smell your balls from, oh, man, from where rough. You were?
You really could?
She's in there licking, going to town.
You could smell your own dick and everything. Like, it was bad.
From under cheese and everything.
You knew it was coming from your dick.
Go on the road for fucking 4 days and don't take a shower and play a show. Every night, sweat your ass off.
Oh,
and
then man.
He doesn't go on the road, but he sweats his ass off, and he hasn't taken a shower in 10 days.
Dude, I haven't showered in at least 2 weeks.
Dude, I just played in a club.
And
no
you have
fucking
your,
air conditioning.
You smell like a sweaty meatball, dude.
Well, in order to come into this radio show, I just went in the bathroom and put deodorant on because I was really smelling.
Well, that's going to help your naked ass being all over that seat right now.
He's used to it.
I know. I take him to London. His pants are like that. He sits in the first taxi, and his dick and ass are hanging out. And he's like, yeah, we need to go to Metropolitan Hotel. And he's like, the taxi guy goes, Jesus Christ, man, you're going to leave a fucking shit stain all over me cab.
Yeah. But the thing is people are like, oh, you're just trying to make people laugh. No, this is every day.
Yeah, he
day.
Hasn't covered his ass for fucking 12 years at least. 20 years.
This isn't even to get aroused.
He wears his pants that way.
It's normal.
You don't notice that your ass isn't covered at all.
I don't care.
You don't feel any breeze on your ass.
Can you stand up and show Candace where you wear your pants?
Candace, would you like to see my ass?
Sure.
But, I have a pretty high
but
ass.
Don't adjust your pants. Just get up
she
the way
said,
you
sure.
are.
She's been
just
locked up.
This is how he wears at the airport. Airport and everything.
It doesn't
matter. And he has a jacket that goes up higher to his belly button, so his dick and ass are always out.
We go to the VMAs, right?
That's almost as bad as Johnny U.
We get on a different flight, and Bam thought I was lying about this, but true story. I get on the flight. I don't ever travel with luggage. Neither does he.
Yeah.
Bam. And I get on. I acquired all these like free shit, so I have a fucking Glad trash bag full of clothes and shit. I get on.
It's him looking like this with a black trash bag, walking through the airplane like this, and a cup of red wine. It all breaks. So now there's clothes everywhere, and he's picking it up, and his ass is in all these ladies' fucking faces.
Well, I walk on the plane with a cup of red wine. I put it in a coffee cup because they won't let me on with a glass. So I have a cup of red wine.
Spills it on the first businessman in first class.
In first class. It's all reset.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry, pal. Let me brush it off. He's like, get the fuck off me.
So then my Glad trash bag breaks. All my clothes are all over the aisle. So now I'm like this, bending over like, oh, let me get this, let me get that. And
he just put his ass in Candace's face.
Well, not hypothetically speaking.
No, but that's what you did to old lady.
That's what I'm saying. So then they sit me into an exit row.
And then they go, sir.
She loves it.
We're not in Europe, dude.
So he's in the exit row, and they say, sir.
I have my shades on.
If you're in the exit row, are you able, if this plane happens to make an emergency landing, he goes, bitch, if this plane's making an emergency landing, we're all going down in flames, so how about that?
I can't save myself, let alone my fucking passenger.
Then they decide to take the plane in reverse, put it back into the terminal,
and lock
eject him out. And he's telling me this, and I don't believe him because I'm not on the flight. I meet this girl named Jen Sini, who I've known for years, and says, I was going from Los Angeles to Philadelphia, and I'm wondering why the plane is going in reverse, and it's your buddy fucking Novak with his dick and ass hanging out.
In handcuffs,
getting taken off the flight. And now I believe him. I was like, you're telling white lies, dude.
It's just
I almost
true.
Got taken off our last flight in handcuffs.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, fuck.
We're here with Warner Drive.
Those lyrics were fucking hot trap. Shit, man.
Is it headphones or the
I was asking her.
Warner Drive, where are you playing this week? After Monday.
After Monday. Rochester, Minnesota.
And then what? Wednesday. You're going from PA to Minnesota?
That sounds
it's
like
a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, a little bit.
No one does that.
Leave.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
I'm playing Ghost Ritual right now.
Let's play.
And then we're coming back.
Radio plug it in, dude. Hold on. Plug it in.
Hey, Radio 41, fuck off. Listen to Bam.
Here, you need that?
Yeah. All right, now it's fine. All right, on Radio Bam. What is it?
41, fuck off.
41, fuck.
No. The name of the song.
Oh, Ritual. Ghost. Wanna try it?
I'll give you a Ritual, bitch.
So in Detroit, we're doing an appearance in Detroit. Novak shows up finally on his third missed flight, and there's this kid there, and he keeps bumming like cigarettes and drinks, and he's like running on my tab, and I'm like, this kid's so annoying already. Very next day, he stays at the same hotel as me.
He wakes me up
the next day. Somebody says, "Don't you know this kid, Fake Bam?" I'm like, "Who's that?" There's this kid from Chicago named Fake Bam. He's 40 years old.
40
years old. and he lives in Chicago, and he goes to clubs, announced or unannounced, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He'll have posters saying, with my face on it.
And real say, little, this is not.
It'll say the I'm
little.
Not BAM tour, all big. And then they'll have a picture of my face. So when he's there, some people just take it and they don't know. Other people be like, you're not actually BAM. Like, well, if you look at the poster, it says the I'm not BAM tour. You know? So he gets paid for this.
Right,
and now I figure out that it's this motherfucker's chilling with me. And on my tab.
He's sitting, yeah, Bam's by.
I
want
to murder him now.
Now we're sitting there, he's probably spent $400.
But
everyone's buying drinks.
He also goes to clubs unannounced, and people go, oh, you look just like Pimp. Yeah, because I am him. And then says all this dumbass shit. Yeah, well, my Lamborghini right now. Like, all this dumbass shit.
Yeah.
Don't ruin my.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
All right.
So he actually looks like you.
Does it look like
well,
you?
Well, if you put on a BAM hat crooked and then BAM glasses and then have a goatee, then you'll kind of look like
and like some makeup and shit. But so and that's what he does. So finally, we figured this out a day
when
after.
When I wasn't going to make it because I skipped my flight.
He grabbed his bag.
Like, fuck you, David Lee Homo. I'm not coming. So he's like, then fake BAM sitting in Detroit. He's like, fuck it, I'll do it.
He grabs his makeup
bag. He grabs his makeup kit and starts going
starts
like
putting eyeliner and
oh,
shit
oh, I want to kill this kid.
So we don't know this till the next day. He party was all night. I get woken up the next morning by this fucking faggot waking me up saying, yo, you got a cigarette? You got a cigarette?
It was so bad to the point where I actually was like, I already didn't like you last night.
And this is before we knew.
I knew that I didn't like you, and I didn't know why.
But it's before.
But now, somebody told me that you're fake BAM. You're the fucking fake BAM who makes money off of me being fake me and talking all this shit. I'm gonna fucking kill you now.
And what was his response?
Well, he had nothing to say.
Well, do you mind if I bum a smoke? Yeah, I fucking mind,
well,
you idiot.
My dad, yeah, do you have a cigarette?
I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, I mind if you bum a smoke.
My dad died last year. Not our problem.
No, like, I said, you made money. He goes, I didn't make any money off it. And then he said, well, my dad died, so it was a benefit for my dad to make money off of my dad. So you did make money.
He didn't sign up for
well,
that.
I did make money, yeah, but it was a benefit for my. He's just talking in circles to the point where I just have to
passing
kill him.
The buck.
If you would have just shut the fuck up and said, you know what,
you're right.
I did that,
you're
and
right.
I'm sorry, and I will never do it again. Yeah.
We'd be
that
fine.
That would have been fine. I would have been friends with him. But no, he decided to go the other way and fucking try to talk his way out. But he's digging a fucking hole.
Dude, he
to the point where Novak just has to go, dude.
This true story. True story.
Oh, this is a true ass story.
True story. True story. Tell it. We're, no, yeah,
I don't know. He might.
No, he's reevaluating his whole life right now.
But he's sitting there, and I go,
this is why.
You know what? You just ordered two beers right now. Ma'am, I'm going to pay for everybody's bill right now except for him. Let's see if he
and
can
he
pay.
He had
it.
No money.
So the bill comes, pay for everybody's drinks.
We dump his beers in the
he
fucking
he don't
box.
Have anything to pay for it. I'm
or
like, you just expected
out.
Me to pay for your fucking fake BAM ass yeah. drink? So David Lee Homo grabs his drink, throws it in the bush, grabs another drink, throws it in the bush, and then the back just goes, spits in his face, punches him in his face.
Yeah, I like this. I don't get fed up over much, but you
then
really...
he started choking you and started to win.
Yeah, but I don't care. I like that. Like, I like to lose fights because I laugh at that, and it makes the people beat me up madder. You know what I mean? Like, I don't fight. I don't do push-ups. I don't do wall balls. I can give a fuck less. I don't ever fight. I'll always lose a fight, but I will definitely throw the first punch, and then I'll laugh while you beat me up because that's what's going to happen. So I go, dude, we're in this house party. And I'm like, bam. Susie fucking walks
out
the door.
I'm telling this fucking kid, I'm like, not a kid, he's 40 years old. But
40.
He's sitting there like this. I'm like, everyone here hates you.
Get the fuck out.
And you're still going to sit there and sip on a fucking drink, aren't you?
Leave now.
Well, well, I mean, like, I'm like, you're still doing it.
You're still
everybody
here.
Doesn't like you, and you're still here being worthless. Not, no one here likes you, and you're still going to sip on a beer and fucking be here, and we all want to kill you.
So that, was doing.
You guys really want to kill
he was,
do you not get it? We're going to murder you. Like, oh, to dude. The point where Novak just had to fucking, because I can't do it.
That was two bars, and he follows the two bars. Then we go to a house party, which I can probably do what I want and not get arrested. So he's in the living room, and before he comes in, he asks the owner, he says, look, I have two options. Either I'm going to get beat up, or should I come in? And somehow they coerced him to come in. So I'm fed the fuck up at this point. I take my rings off. I give him a band. I'm like, dude, as soon as he walks out this door, it's on. So he walks. He starts to walk out the door. I fucking beeline to the door and just knock him the fuck out. And then he's on the front yard. And he started to get the best of me, definitely. But then David Lee Homo came out and threw a beer
you
bottle.
You came in and knocked him right in the face. And then you both fell. But then he got a chokehold on you that you couldn't do anything about.
And I was already over fighting. I'm like a two-win pump. I'm a two-pump chump, man. Like, after I fucking swing once, I'm done, dude. Like, I'm not going to fight.
Like, all in all, he probably won.
Oh, he definitely won.
He was probably hanging around you just so he could be there long enough so he could read your frequent flyer. So that he can get a tattoo and
then
he can fly around
the country for free. Dude, he was such a fucking scumbag. God damn it.
But not only were we bar hopping, we were house party hopping too. So we're at, like, okay, let's say in Westchester. I can't remember the names in Detroit. So Iron Hill Kuma, Ryan's Pub, then Tekka. Then a house party, then another house party, then another house party.
And he follows everyone.
From the begin with, we're already like, we hate you. We hate your guts.
We don't want you here.
He's following us to each one. I'm like, you're still fucking here.
It's got to be pretty embarrassing to be fake Bam at the same party where real Bam is.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Dude, at one point, at one of the house parties, I swear to God, we were downstairs partying. They have a dog. The dog's trying to fuck Bam. Remember that dog that was trying to fuck you? And the whole time, we call him Bam number one because this is Bam number two now. So Bam number one is upstairs crying to the
parents. I'm Bam number two. Hey, Bam number one, is it okay if Bam number two goes?
Can Bam number two order a drink, Bam number one? And he hates everything. But he's upstairs literally crying to the parents, exchanging numbers. Like, they're just
to the parents who are not even in this house party. They're just the parents of the girl who wants to throw it because we're there. So now
how
he's
embarrassing.
So the party's downstairs in her basement.
He's upstairs crying in the
he's
kitchen.
He's upstairs with the two parents
in the
crying
kitchen.
About how he's Bam number one.
Dude, where did your life go wrong to become that?
You think he has a dog named Fake Bam Dog?
I could only imagine what his house looks like. He probably has like a
Fake Bam skateboard.
He probably has a Section 8 version of this house.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like two apartments merged together, a few fucking boards, some weird shit like everywhere.
There's a YouTube clip about him.
All right, yeah, let's show that. Can we do this? This is come here, you guys.
I'll find
the YouTube clip.
Type in Fake Bam of Chicago.
I don't know how to do that.
I'll do it.
I just steal laptops. I don't work them. I saw that movie last night. The Dictator fucking sucks.
It does suck.
Dude, I fell asleep four times.
You call it The Diplomat.
Yeah, well, I just saw The Dictator.
Bam, I'm going to see The Diplomat. Starring Sacha Baron Cohen.
I'm like, you got it all wrong.
I fell asleep four fucking times, dude. Yeah.
Fake Bam Chicago. All
right. Check this dude out, man. This is serious. He's got YouTube sites.
No,
Chad,
he doesn't.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, come look at this. Chad, look at this.
Hold on, we found it the other time on... Maybe he took them all off or something.
We saw it. Bam Chicago. Faker. Can the listeners see this?
Hold on. No, they can't.
Well, grow up, boys.
Is that him? Where's his pussy?
Probably got taken down.
He might have, dude. We humiliated him to the hardest way. You were spitting on him and throwing drinks on him the whole night.
Dude,
he might have taken. I think
well,
he did.
It's a copyright issue. I mean, he probably got taken down.
Should we call David? Tell us where.
Call David Lee Homa.
My phone's out there. Fuck.
I'll call David Lee Homa.
Yeah, you call
David Lee.
All right, dude. Fuck David Lee Ross. David Lee Homa. We give him so much hell. Like, book his new flight. We're going here then. And then 20 minutes later, we're like, we're not going. Say it's a book new one. We missed together 9 flights apiece, which equals 18.
All right, I'm calling him.
Put on the speaker.
Wait, it comes out of there, right? Yeah.
What the fuck's that? It's not even a speaker. Go over it. To the left. All right.
David Lenoma.
It's the back, I think. Somewhere in the back. Hey, David Lee Homo.
Hello. Hey, no records up.
Shut up, faggot. Listen. You're on Sirius 41 Fuck Off. And we need to know
fuck
where
up.
To... Shut up. We need to know where to find the real fake Bam on YouTube.
On YouTube?
That's what the fuck I said, you homo. Get the dick out of your mouth, faggot.
Well, no. I have to, it's loud inside. I have to go back and then look on my computer.
Not my problem. Not my problem, faggot.
Hey.
What?
It's called imnotbam.com, I think, or I'm not bam something.
Well, figure it the fuck out. It's your job.
Well, yeah, I have to go inside when it's loud, so let me text you or call you right back.
No. Day late and dollar short, buggo. Get it right now or lose all your business.
Well, you want to deal with music being loud?
I don't give a fuck about shit. I don't care.
Hey, give me one second. Hold on.
We're North Carolina bound.
We're North Carolina bound.
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 David Lee Hummel, are you there? Man, how do you leave fucking Bam on hold? Hey, David Lee Hummel. Do you realize how much you're fucking up right now?
Hold on.
Did he hang up?
No, I have bad reception.
Wait.
Wait.
What did he say it was, Bam? I'm at Bam.com.
Tell him we're North Carolina Bam, faggot. David Lee Hummel. Here I am. Tell him Steve Vai is going to suck your dick.
Steve who?
Steve Vai.
Vai?
V-A-I. Vai.
Vai. Huh. He signed his own death warrant with that.
Death warrant.
Dude, you don't let Bam's call go to voicemail. You fucked the fuck up, David Lee Hummel.
I'm trying him again.
Now you're going to fuck David. Whatever.
Wait a minute.
Size would I say Steve what?
Steve Size dick.
Hold on.
No, Steve Vai.
Who is Steve Vai? Who the fuck is this homo?
Steve Vai.
Who is he? I ain't even heard that fucking name in my life. He must be a louse.
Oh, call waiting.
Huh. David Lee Hummel.
Can you hear me?
You better have a good fucking explanation, because now you're going to get stuck Steve Vai's dick, and we're North Carolina bound, homo.
I'm going outside. You want what?
You should have been outside 20 minutes ago, idiot.
Suck Steve Vai's dick, and then I want to go to North Carolina. All right.
This is what Bam wants. If you want him for a next appearance, he's gonna suck Steve Vai's dick, and then we're North Carolina bound. Can you make that happen or no?
I missed the first half. Something about something and then North Carolina.
Yeah. Steve Vai. Bam wants to suck.
David Lee. Homo's guitar player.
He wants to suck Steve Vai's dick, and then we want to fly to North Carolina to the beaches. And then maybe we'll come somewhere.
Steve Vai.
A fucking faggot's dick. You know
don't
all
you
about
know
him.
Ingve Malmsteen?
Dude, okay. Do
it's
you...
just like that.
Steve who?
Ingve Ma...
Do your research on Homoville, faggot.
Steve Vai.
Steve Vai. V-A-I.
V-A-I?
Yes, look it up on the internet and then call us back.
Are you that fucking stupid?
Hey.
Fuck you.
David Lee Hummel.
Yo.
What do you want?
What do we type in on this YouTube clip about fake Bam?
Hey, I just plugged into Google. If you just type I'm not Bam, it'll bring up 100 fucking things.
All right.
Well, now you're worthless. Fuck off and die, faggot. Go jerk off on a fucking noose, idiot. Fuck you.
There you go. Go jerk.
I'm not bad.
Go jerk off with the belt around your neck there, buddy.
In excess all over again. Shit. I'm not Bam Doc.
You know what? Chad's a good businessman. After this, I'm going to talk to him about this.
Chad, should we call Bill Butler?
No, not on the radio.
No, I'm not going
to. Just
dude,
it'll cost me.
My lawyer, I just call him and he just... puts the phone next to his bed and puts on speaker and just sleeps, and I get a bill for like $2,000 a week later. Fuck,
that's what he does. He talks all night from 3 in the morning till 5 in the morning,
to
and then he
lawyer.
Gets a $2,000 bill.
I'm like, what the fuck is Bill
I'm
for?
Like, that's what you get, you idiot.
You called your attorney at 3 to 5.
And he just sleeps and puts it on speaker.
He just puts it on speaker and goes back and fucks his last ass wife.
Suck Steve Guy Vai's dick.
Just
suck Steve Guy Vai's dick.
Steve Guy Vai's...
Well, plug it in.
Ready?
Hey, Bam, next week.
Emigrada, emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada, da, emigrada, emigraniada. We come and rapper every time.
We come and rapper, we come and rapper.
We come and rapper every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We come and rapper
every time.
Emigrada, emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada. We come and rapper every time. In corridors full of tear gas, our destinies jammed every day, like deleted scenes from Kafka. Flash down the bureaucratic train. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bells of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we come and rapper every time.
We come and rapper.
To them we have nothing to say. Our emigrada, emigraniada, for them a Don Quixote's kind of way. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bells of freedom chant, to hell with your double standard, we come and rapper every time.
We come and rapper, we come and rapper.
We come and rapper every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We come and rapper. Start again from zero. It's a book of true stories. True stories that can be denied. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. We come and rubber every time. Rapper every time. We're coming rapper every time.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam faction. Wow.
Well going.
Way to go, Sigman.
I didn't do it.
You did.
No, Johnny, you.
You're the guy in charge of everything.
LA's in charge.
LA?
So, Novak, you had a foursome.
Warner Drive's like the biggest band on the Sunset Strip, dude.
I
in 2012.
Dude, let me tell you about
huge,
last night.
Huge,
I'm
going to
tell you. Fuck it. Apple's sitting on the beanbag couch. She should be here.
So you had a foursome last night. Tell me how it went.
I just do this for story, Apple's mom. But, fuck.
Go on.
All right, fuck it. This is my job. So, my buddy Mohawk, he's all fat and out of shape. He's banging his lap.
Doesn't he have eczema on his back?
He's got eczema. He's got a big Mohawk. He's fat. He's just, it's the last person you
so
ever.
So he's like a big alligator.
No, he's like a big hippopotamus, dude. Like, why would you want to fuck with a hippopotamus? It's just gross. Like, so
you have a foursome.
He's fucking his girlfriend. His girlfriend's eating my girlfriend out. My girlfriend's sucking my dick. In the middle of fucking, the first thing that turns me off is I hear, but, he burps in her ear. And
that's not really a foursome.
No, well, I know, but that's how
we do. You guys just having sex
that's
next to each other?
That's how we
but
do.
But she's eating her out.
That's just...
It's a human
not
centipede.
Not enough room, man. I think.
Yeah, but he's eating her out as he's banging her out.
It's a human centipede, dude.
That
shit.
Sounds like a foursome to me, doesn't it?
They didn't touch
sounds like
each other.
Is that a, I mean, is
does
that a
he have to touch Mohawk?
Everyone has to fuck.
Mohawk was getting... Mohawk.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I disagree.
I disagree, too.
Is there four
my
people in the room having
what
sex
would happen.
With each other?
I've never done that.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about switching
chicks? I'm not
gay.
I don't do that.
Wait, do you switch off?
My foursomes would have three girls.
Well, that's...
Mohawk wouldn't
be there. All
right,
what about a foursome with two dudes and two girls?
Yeah, how's that work?
A foursome?
Do you have to put your hand on the dude's shoulder or something?
As long as you don't look him in the eye, it's cool.
Let's hear Sig's reality of this.
What?
What's
a foursome when it's
three girls? Girls and me.
No, okay.
Two dudes and two girls. What do you do?
I wouldn't be there if there's another dude.
Okay, but if you were happen to be there,
why would I be there?
What would happen
to
happen?
How
would have to happen?
I have taken no drug that would let me be there.
Can they make out while two dudes bang them out?
I was completely
who?
Who?
The boyfriends and girlfriends.
Let's say Novak and Mohawk. Novak's banging out his girlfriend, Mohawk's banging out his girlfriend, and they're
as soon as you say Novak's banging and Mohawk's banging, I lose so much interest sexually.
All right, you're right.
I could care less.
See, I don't agree with your theory about this whole foursome thing, but you have a point. So this is what happens.
That's where I start to get sick.
I'm looking at this fat fuck.
That's where he's going.
I'm looking at this. Listen, it gets even worse. I'm looking at this fat fuck bang his girlfriend out. And I don't want to look at him, so I'm staring at her. It's getting me kind of hard. She's sucking
you're
my...
You're looking at that fucking mohawk?
No, I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at her. And she's like, I like the white look, but...
Do you like a mohawk in your sight?
No. So the first thing that turns me off is he's banging her doggy style while she's eating my girlfriend out. And I just hear this. And this guy has the worst breath in the world. I hear this major burp in her face.
Bap.
And she doesn't even care about that. Like, they're so... They're so comfortable that it doesn't even fucking matter anymore. God help that bitch.
It just burps in her face.
So, yeah. So
they don't acknowledge it.
It gets even better. So we're still going at it. And then he's fucking her. And then I hear her say, I don't like it in my ass. Get out of my ass. All right. Now you're fucking the momentum, bro. Like, fucking relax, man. Like, just go with the flow. So she's pissed off about that. Then... 3 minutes later, she's arguing about him biting her back. And I'm like, dude, I'm just simply trying to come. Like, I don't need to deal with this. I never asked for this. I just want to fucking come. Simmer the fuck down.
The last thing I'm going to do, ow, my back.
Yeah.
Ow. Don't touch my ass. I told you I'm insecure about that.
So then finally, they get into a fight. In mid-foursome, they get into a raging fight.
And he's arguing with a shiny boner?
Yeah, a shiny boner. He really showed her, I'm leaving. Okay, we'll leave. And then she hung around.
How can you take anybody seriously with a shiny boner naked? Listen, bitch. I'm telling you, I'm fucking taking off right now. You have a shiny boner. I can't take you seriously.
You need her right now. You need her. She doesn't need you, you fucking louse. So then they go outside. So me and Abel really start going at it. And I'm not going to go into
detail. You might as well.
All right. Well, this is all for the story. But
yeah,
I'm treating her like a dirty whore. She wants it. I'm slapping her face, strangling her, and she just wants more and more.
You're a good actor.
No, I know. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Touché, pal.
Yeah.
So then when I'm in the middle of it and my dick's kind of getting hard, I got to deal with this fucking loud-ass bitch Bethany come back in my house, not even his, my house, and look for one shoe for 45 fucking minutes. Lifting
That's creepy.
And you're trying to fuck.
We're 69 on the sofa. This bitch is lifting the sofa up looking for a
can
fucking
shoe. Can I lift
up
the sofa so I can look for my shoe? Fucking no. Dude, I'm 69 and leave me alone.
Walk home barefoot, you fucking whore. You just ate my girlfriend out and now you care about a fucking shoe? I'll get you a new one tomorrow. Like, just leave now. But Mohawk started getting pretty frisky. If this were to happen, Mohawk, he kind of overstepped his boundaries. Like, I didn't touch her because, like, girls look at me kind of funny. Like, they think I'm just horrible in hell. So they don't really want me to have much part of anything. So I just deal with what comes along. But I see Mohawk, like, fucking his girlfriend while feeling Apple's tits.
Did you get mad about that?
Well, I felt some kind of way. But
you felt a way? Well, which way?
I felt fucking...
Did he get
red,
did he get red dye all over her tits?
But he was drunk. I wasn't.
Was there manic panic all over?
I was sober. I was completely sober.
That's a dead giveaway.
Listen, he was drinking. I was sober. So I was like,
just all right, like how you finished that bottle of red wine?
Of course, that sounds great for the story. But I didn't do anything that night.
Like, hey, parole officer.
Dude. Man.
Dude, what happened, dude?
Just say the story.
I just did.
Are you into Mohawk?
No, not into Mohawk. But production apparently was there. And see, Bethany blows shit out of proportion. Because I like, this is a shirtless party. If you're going to stay in my house, take your shirt off.
What?
So everyone takes their shirt off. Colleen,
that's
Apple,
a hippie shit.
Bethany. Yeah, well, it was like Woodstock all over again. Hello. Yeah. And then me and Apple's sucking my dick, and Bethany comes over and interrupts this. And Mohawk's sitting next to me. We're listening to music on my iPod, and she's like, I need to talk to you guys. So Apple gets her mouth off my dick, and she's like, production thinks you're a faggot. I'm talking to me and Mohawk. I'm like, oh, really? So then I just start French and Mohawk. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. This is my house. Production, come here. Do you
Why
think
would production think you're a faggot? No. You're having a foursome.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Sitting there watching?
No, he was right for once. Bethany blows shit out of proportion. You know that from the photo.
Okay.
Like, production was sitting there talking to Apple. And Apple said, like, production was one of the most stand-up guys at the house that night. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to deal with this. This is my house. I'm going to fucking call a spade. Come here, production. Do you think I'm a faggot? He's like, no. I'm like, well, why is this fucking louse sitting here interrupting my blowjob, talking about me being a faggot kissing this dude when I'm getting my clearly dick sucked? You know what I mean? Fuck, man. Leave me alone. Just let me come in peace, man. Literally.
You want to come in peace?
Let me come in peace. Let me take a shit in peace, you piece of shit. Dude, I followed Bam. Bam, the other day. I said something to Bam, and Bam was
fucking sitting there talking to me. I'm walking upstairs. Like,
I wanted an apology.
Listen, straight up. And I go to the second floor, and I just sit there. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to shit in peace, you piece of shit.
And I watched
him take my shit.
I watched
peace,
him take his whole
shit,
and I'm like, dude, I just wanted an apology because it's a long story.
That's good. Nah, we only have 10 minutes.
Well, fuck. Sirius isn't going to pay me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. You got a song?
Man? Yeah, the Libertines, the man who would be king.
Okay.
Who would be king if we could have
Pete
king?
Doherty. And I'd love to fuck him.
What would he do? Where would he come at?
Wherever he wanted. I would be. All right. You guys are in a music band.
We are. A music band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your idol? Elvis.
Everybody has one.
Who's your idol, Billy?
Elvis is actually one of my idols.
All right. If Elvis wanted to fuck you every Super Bowl Sunday, and you're not even gay, would you do it?
If he wanted to fuck me on Sundays?
on Super Bowl Sunday, which is the most TV watch day ever on TV.
And Elvis wants TV to take me out for a nice T-bone steak, take me back to Graceland and fuck
That's
me.
Your idol. He doesn't have to do shit.
Everybody has an idol.
And yeah, I hate
Chad's idol is G.G. Allen.
Yeah, Bam's idol is either Andy McCoy or Villa.
I don't really have
idols.
In
a,
then I'm totally fucked because mine's Magic Johnson.
Do you ever see that South Park episode? Like, how do you cure AIDS? And it just has Magic Johnson putting $100 bills into a shredder machine.
Who's Jonathan's idol?
Who's your idol, fucking Naked Bandit?
Van Gogh.
Is that the guy that cut the ear off?
Well, he's a painter.
I thought he said Benny Hill.
Benny Hill.
All right.
I love Benny Hill.
Yeah.
Benny Hill.
Who's Elvis? Who's your idol?
Oh, shit.
What's this?
Let it rock.
The man who would be king.
All right, ready,
man. Pete Doherty suck his dick because I would.
Liberty.
Fuck off. Rock that shit.
Been told if you want to make it in this game, gotta have the luck, you gotta have the look to make up. I'd quite like to make it through the night. My heart beats slow, fast, don't feel right. The slight of hand, I might die. What about you over there? Well, do you think I care? Well, I know, you know, I know, you know, I know. And to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. And to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. La 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 la. La 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 la
today, now how you've played yesterday, and I have lived it tomorrow. I don't look at me that way. I hear the words you say, but my heart is gonna stray when you are your friends who slip away. But there's death, this must be that way. I live my dreams today, I lived it yesterday, and I'll be living yours tomorrow. Anything else to say? I lived my dream today, I lived it yesterday, and I'll be living yours tomorrow. So don't look at me that way. What's about you, Nancy, my dear? What's about you, Nancy, my dear? What's about you, Nancy, my dear? What will you do when she comes here? Oh, if she'll kill me, then all the world will kill me. And to the man who would be king, I will say only one thing. And to the man who would be king, I will say only one thing. La 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 la.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
I don't want to go.